Good afternoon, everyone. We're running a little late today. Mark was up last night, so he slept in this morning. He's going to be continuing his reading in Matthew 5. And he's starting with verses 28, and he's going to read down through to the end of the chapter. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you start there at 28, and you'll just read down through the end of the chapter, all right? Try to read loudly. 28 through 48, okay?
I say to you,
you're going to have to read loud, because that volume is not working very well.
But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It would profit for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. If thy right hand offend thee, cut off and cast it from thee. It would profit for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It hath been said, whoever shall put away his wife, let him give her right of divorcement. I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, save for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. Whosoever shall marry her to divorce, commit adultery. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, shall perform with the Lord by oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, even by heaven, for it is God's throne. But earth, for it is his footstool, nearby Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it hath been said, eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him. Other also, if a man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Okay. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile and go with him twain, give to him that asketh thee for him that would borrow thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good that hates you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not eat publicly, saying, is that 40 cares? 40 cares. If you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do eat publicly so. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
And hope you have a good afternoon.
Yeah.